Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Devotional Podcast. Today we continue on our adventures with the apostles in the book of Acts. I'm reading from Acts chapter 11, 19 through 30. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word, but only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world, which includes Judea. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. This segment of scripture in Acts is titled, The Church in Antioch. It paints a picture of how the early church of believers was established and spread outside Jerusalem and Judea into areas that were predominantly Gentile. Antioch was established by the Greeks around 300 BCE in what is today southeastern Turkey. During the early days of the church, Antioch was already a major east-west trade route, and thus it had become a melting pot of folks of different customs and cultures, languages, and religions. It was the perfect city to share the good news message of Jesus to Gentiles and Jews alike. And the possibilities of the message being passed even further and further in the world was exponential because so much trade passed through its gates. And now we look at the main character in these verses, Joseph, a man described by his nickname, Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. In verse 23 and 24, he is referred to as a good man, a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith, encouraging to the disciples as they continue to share the good news, and more people were brought to the Lord. Barnabas, however, is not the first person one might think of when the topic of Bible heroes is mentioned. I know the story of Moses and David and Peter and Paul, but Barnabas? Who? Did you know he is mentioned 23 times in the books of Acts and 5 times in the epistles written by Paul? In one article I read, he is referred to as a hidden gem. That behind-the-scenes type. You know folks like that. They are the glue that holds the business, the church, the family together. They are often taken for granted, but it would be unthinkable not to have them to call upon. The first mention of Barnabas is in Acts chapter 4, where we are told that he was a Levite and a native of Cyprus. In addition, it is clear he had a generous heart, having sold a piece of property and the money given to the apostles for the needs of the Jerusalem church. And then there was his willingness to stand up for Saul when he arrived in Jerusalem after his conversion experience. Saul at that time was feared for his persecuting of the church, yet Barnabas was confident of Saul's conversion and vouched for him. And the leaders in Jerusalem opened their hearts to Saul's ministry, and he began to teach in Jerusalem and later was sent to Tarsus to spread the good news. Barnabas' commitment to the fellowship of believers had been proven to the Jerusalem church, and so they sent him to check on what was going on in Antioch, where many were becoming believers, or so they heard. Were people really accepting the good news and being baptized? What message were they hearing? Was it accurate? Barnabas, the encourager, was overjoyed at what he found and stayed and supported the work of the disciples in the growing church in Antioch. Later, Barnabas was sent to find Saul and take him to Antioch to help spread the good news further. There, Barnabas and Saul spent a whole year nurturing the new Christ ones. Do you know Barnabas? Are you a Barnabas? Could you be that person who supports or even defends those who others may not feel are good enough or trustworthy because of past or present behaviors? Could you be that one that encourages new believers, not just initially, but over the long run? Are you that person with a generous heart who, as you are able, provide financial help to others in the church? My guess is you are, or are willing to be. Maybe you just haven't thought of such a role before. Maybe you didn't know there was a model you could follow, or didn't realize that you could be a person stepping in when needed, that hidden gem like Barnabas. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you and yours.